It's a conversation we were meant to have earlier in the week, but because of technical issues, weren't able to speak to Dr. Tony Obilano, who is a senior lecturer in food science at the Cape Peninsula University of Technology. It's about a two-year-long court case which saw its finalization last week. The owners of Rama and the Flora brands of whatever spread lost cases, a court case to Clover, who makes the product Butro. Sikalo Foods, who makes Rama and Flora, has been ordered by the Supreme Court of Appeal to stop selling stork spread in what has been deemed misleading packaging and creating the impression that it is indeed butter. Clover says it is not butter, but it is a modified butter spread. Dr. Tony Obilano, senior lecturer in food science at CPUT. What is the difference, for people who may not know, the difference between a butter product and a modified butter product? Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Lester. Thank you very much for having me. Good morning to your listeners. And my apologies for Tuesday's technical glitch.
It's no problem. Yeah. It happens.
Yeah, there are several differences between butter and margarine that the consumer wouldn't really know until they probably buy and utilize the product. The main difference that the consumers may not know about is the fact that your butter is made strictly from cow's milk. Mm. It's a cream from cow's milk. Whereas modified butter and the only other additive in there could be salt. So you have unsalted butter or salted butter. So it's two ingredients, cow's milk churned with salt or without salt. Your modified butters have other things that have been added to it. And that's why they're not referred to as butter. That name butter has been reserved by the South African regulation. It's in there specifically for a product of cow's milk and salt added. Mm. If any other additives are there, normally what happens is vegetable oil is added, hydrogenated vegetable oil is added. It is deemed to be referred to as modified butter. Now, from the court order, okay, this is related to the labeling. Stork does have on their butter spread and in small print, you will see medium fat modified butter. And what the court, what the judge in there is saying is the word butter spread is misleading because that's what the consumer sees. The fine print, which most of us normally miss, especially when we're signing contracts, does specify that it is modified, meaning it's not just from cow's milk. Mm. But you don't see that unless you study the packaging properly.
Tony, where is the difference between what a product in fact is? Butter is a dairy product. And the difference between how we collectively as a society call a product. I know that the canola spread that we use at home is not butter, but I'm still going to say I'm going to butter my bread. I know that the cola product that I have in my fridge is not Coca-Cola, but my partner would say, oh, pour me a glass of Coke. There is what a product can label itself, but it doesn't really matter if we're still saying we're going to butter our bread, or should we now say, should we smear this product, smear this product on your bread?
Yeah, well, I don't know why it was that we chose to use the word butter as far as buttering our bread. I think it has to do with the fact that it was butter we actually first started using before margarine came along and we started spread. So it would be butter my bread or pour me a Coke as opposed to pour me a Coca-Cola or pour me a Sprite. It's always just a pick and pay Coke. You just say Coke. But when it comes to the labeling, with regards to using the word, there's not necessarily any rules. But when it comes to labeling the product, this is where the rules come to apply, because the legislation, which is normally governed by the Department of Health, is a stickler for you selling what it is that you have packaged. So you cannot or should not be misleading the consumer as far as your product is concerned. So saying, for instance, that a product which is in fact margarine, which is mostly vegetable oil, is butter, is misleading.
Is there also restrictions on what can be called margarine? Because from what I understand, you need to have an 80% fat content for something to be called margarine. Anything other than that, I understand, is called a spread or a medium or low fat spread.
There's legislation with regards to all of this. A particular product like margarine or the spread, there are different fat contents in there, and the varying fat contents do in fact determine what the product can be referred to as. So your butter is specifically cow's milk, your margarine is vegetable oil, and the fat content then now determines how much or what your margarine can then be referred to. Is it a spread? Is it, in fact, a margarine? Is it a medium-fat spread? Is it a high-fat spread or low-fat spread? And if you take a look at Rama, you'll find that they've actually covered the spectrum. There is the original, which is about 80%. Then there's a medium-fat, which is about 60%. And anything lower than that, they say it's a medium or low-fat spread.
Well, butter you up sounds a bit better than, I'm going to, margarine. Dr. Tony Obilana, senior lecturer in food science at CPUT. Does it matter to you? Is it a matter of cost? Like, if I could afford a block of unsalted butter and add it in my scrambled eggs or butter it on my toast, I guess I probably would. Why do I use a particular brand? Oh, because it fits our routine and it fits our budget as well. Does it matter to you what it's labeled as? 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp, 0725671.